Welcome to the Southeast Cannabis Chronicle. I'm Russ Belville. In January, activists gathered in Richmond, Virginia for the Virginia Cannabis Conference. Speaking there were a number of luminaries, including John Hudak, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, State Delegate Steve Heretic, who spoke about marijuana and its use as a pretext in law enforcement, and activist Creed Leffler, a disabled man who is fighting for medical cannabis access in Virginia. We begin with John Hudak and his opinions of the incoming Trump administration.
I heard a lot of people, a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals saying there's no difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They're going to be the same thing, just another corporatist, insider hack. If you think that Hillary Clinton would have banned people from seven majority Muslim countries yesterday if she were president, you know, you're insane. If you think that a lot of the executive actions that have been passed in the first 9 days of this administration would have looked exactly like the executive orders and presidential memoranda that would have been passed under Hillary Clinton, you're insane. These are two very different individuals with two very different ideologies. You can hate both of them, that's fine. You can think that they're not going to push forward with the type of progress that you necessarily want. But the idea that there was no consequence between Trump or Clinton is a total misreading of American politics, of political ideologies, and of the candidates themselves. And so when you look out now at the marijuana policy landscape, people are terrified. They might have been terrified if Hillary Clinton was president, but I know one thing for sure. It's hard to make predictions about presidential politics, but here's one I am certain of. Jeff Sessions would not be Hillary Clinton's attorney general. Russ put up a lot of quotes that Jeff Sessions said. It sounded like drug war rhetoric from the 1970s or 1980s and not from 2016, but those are legitimate and serious words from a United States senator. I think Russ and I disagree a little bit about what Sessions will be like as attorney general, but there is a risk to the marijuana movement that Jeff Sessions presents. He will have the institutional power to make a mess of the marijuana industry, to make a mess of the reform movement. There is a serious need for advocacy organizations like yours, not only, again, to push forward with what you know and love and believe, and not only to help elect the officials who you think will represent your views best, but also to hold to account the individuals who the president selects to run this government. Those people need to hear your voices in the same way that they will hear other voices. There are a lot of myths out there about what marijuana policy is going to look like under Donald Trump. I've spoken at a couple of conferences in the past few weeks, and I've spoken on this issue, and I've heard people speak on this issue. There's this idea that Donald Trump isn't going to do anything negative to medical or recreational marijuana because public opinion is so high. Well, if public opinion was the determinant of what our policy looked like, we would have comprehensive immigration reform, universal background checks for guns, and a heck of a lot of other policies that we don't have now, and we'd be scrapping a lot of policies that we do. That 62% or 63% of Americans support recreational legalization means nothing to the President of the United States. That 80 to 85% of Americans support medical marijuana legalization means nothing to the President of the United States. The other myth is that the industry is too big. You can't do anything about an industry that has grown that big. I spoke at a cannabis investors conference in LA a couple of weeks ago. This is the core of this idea, that the industry has grown in such a robust way. And I was not the popular guy in the room when I told them, your industry is small by any metric of American capitalism. You are a speck of dust in a clutter of dirt of American capitalism. I said, the president, at that time the president-elect, is planning to repeal the Affordable Care Act. If you think that hospitals, doctors, and the pharmaceutical industry are small enough to be shaken down by the president, but the cannabis industry is too big to face the same challenge from the president, once again, you're insane.
Next, Delegate Steve Heretic speaking about marijuana as a pretext in law enforcement stops.
But I think, you know, the question becomes, you know, does marijuana, do marijuana arrests really serve as a Trojan horse for other types of selective law enforcement? You know, I can tell you the amount of times I've stood in court and heard, Holt stopped a car, strong odor of marijuana. Never once in 30 years of practicing law as I've heard anybody, weak odor of marijuana. So, I mean, obviously that gives entree to other things. You know, Fourth Amendment issues, search and seizure, it gives probable cause to a lot of other problems. I will say this, you know, and going back to my Board of Medicine experience, I think one of the more practical issues we're going to see if marijuana is permitted for, you know, medical, topical types of medical use, is where in Virginia you're going to find a doctor to write that prescription, okay? Because as we all know, opiate addiction is a big, big issue today. I've taken a lot of licenses in the, you know, 10 years that I was on the board for doctors who were writing OxyContin with an open hand, okay? And I think that there are a lot of doctors out there who are thinking, well, at least that's Schedule II. That's kind of legal. You know, if they're going to take my license for that, you know, somebody comes in with Crohn's disease or epilepsy or, you know, other types of neurological disorders or, you know, we need appetite stimulation for, you know, related to cancer treatment. Yeah, I'm with that, but I'm sure as hell not going to put my signature on a prescription. Okay, because we know what that leads to.
Finally, my discussion with activist Creed Leffler.
Joined here by a very dedicated activist, man by the name of Creed Leffler. Creed, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone. Love you all.
Creed is sitting here in his chair, and he was sitting next to me at the event and brought in this sign that was all about ending the Schedule I designation of cannabis because he uses cannabis his cerebral palsy, is that right?
Yes.
Using cannabis to treat his cerebral palsy, and so he has a petition to tell us all about. This is on change.org, is it?
Yes, it is like change. Or no, move on.
Move on.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. So you can find Creed's petition there at moveon.org. Creed and then Leffler is L-E-F-F-L-E-R. They can find it that way, can't they?
It's hard to find, so it would be easier if you could post a link on your Twitter.
That's what I'll do. You just follow me on Radical Russ, and I'll post the link on Twitter so that you can sign the petition. I already signed it earlier today, and we'll get many, 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 many more signatures, I'm sure. If you're not cool with the Twitter or whatever, just send me an email, radicalruss@gmail.com. So, Creed, how long have you been doing the petition and activism?
Since May.
Since May?
Yes.
A lot of response?
Yes. Some good, most good. Some bad.
Yeah. And you were showing me some pictures of the van wrap you're trying to put together. Is that part of your crusade?
I did put a van wrap together.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it looked great. So have you gone to the Virginia Assembly a lot to talk to those legislators?
No, because I've just been doing it. By way.
Yeah. Are you going tomorrow?
Yes.
So this will be your first time tomorrow?
No, my first time for this.
Yeah. Well, that's great because, you know, I can go and tell people all about medical marijuana till the cows come home and, you know, what do I know? You can tell them firsthand your story and show them how it actually helps you.
Yeah. And I believe we have 2016 signatures.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked in the count in a while.
Do you know how many you're trying to get?
As many as humanly possible.
All of them. Let's get all of them. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing this and standing up for people's rights because, you know, for everyone that's like you, there's 10 more that are too afraid to stand up for it and don't want to put the effort out. So thank you for what you're doing.
And one of my contributing factors is actually Miss Charlotte Peake.
Yes, little Charlotte.
Yes, and I'd like to put a shout out to the Stanley Brothers and the great work that they do. Please get in contact with me. I would love to work with you.
All right,
on a crucial level.
Stanley Brothers, you heard it here first. Creed Loeffler is ready to help. He's ready to work with you guys. And I might be able to get you in touch with those guys. So just email me and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So visit moveon.org, sign Creed's petition. Let's get cannabis out of Schedule 1 so they can study it. We can get the full medical benefits that everyone deserves.
Love you, Radical Red.
I love you too, Creed, man. Take it easy, bro.